CITR 1019, you're listening to the Discorder Radio Show. We got a great show lined up for you today on the heels of an amazing weekend at the Kaloha Music Festival in beautiful and buzzing Kelowna, BC. CJ will be back in a moment to talk all about it. We'll start off right now with one of our favorite bands from the festival this weekend, Matt and Kim. It's All Right, Discorder Radio on CITR. We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 1019. Matt and Kim, It's All Right. And now, no, they are not Canadian, but they did put on a killer performance on Saturday night of Kaloha. So much so that we thought we should start the show off with them today because, CJ, we sort of talked about this a little bit off air. We could talk about it a little bit now. Yes. Recapping on you said it was one of the best weekends of your life.
I did honestly say it was one of the best weekends of my life. And big thanks to you for hooking us up with so many amazing people, such great hosts, such great friends. Fantastic time.
Nice. Well, thanks to you, CJ, for putting together a lot of the great interviews we're going to be hearing in the next little while. But yeah, a couple shout outs. We should give special thanks to Stavros and Julie, who are kind of our hosts this weekend.
Brilliant.
Not only we didn't just have one pad to stay at, we had two pads. Stavros was providing the day pad where we would recharge the laptops and charge our phones and do all our uploading, and that was only about a 5-minute walk to the festival. And then Julie lived just a short bike ride away, and that's where we each had our own bed and a nice kitchen and a front yard and everything. And thanks again to Stavros for providing us with two bright red cruiser bikes to cruise around town to get back and forth to the couple pads and into the festival grounds. Impeccable weekend. Thanks again to Casey for the ride up and Alicia for joining us on the road trip and all the other great great people were involved, Murph and Jeff and Scott and Kelly and Piper from Wet Ape for coordinating such a great festival. It was just a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend and some great musical talent. And we're just so we're just buzzing on all the amazing musical acts that are coming out of BC right now.
Absolutely. I was surprised by everybody there. Including MGMT, who everybody was totally surprised by.
Maybe the biggest letdown of the festival, but the fact that we're still buzzing on how great the festival was is a sign that just because the headliner failed to show up, let's rephrase that. They didn't fail to show up. They failed to bring their A game, but still, overall, the rest of the acts were amazing. So that didn't even though MGMT was kind of shite, it didn't really put too much of a damper on the festival.
That's true.
And just for a little more clearance of what happened with MGMT, they just, I mean, you had some great acts like, you know, Matt and Kim and Capital Cities bringing the energy. The Arkells were incredible when they performed Mute Math, close the show out on Friday night. Golden Youth put on a great performance. Wake Owl, the Boom Booms were great on the beach stage. Humans, also on the beach stage on Saturday. But MGMT, the biggest name at the festival, came on, barely engaged with the crowd at all, didn't even play their number one hit, Kids.
That's true.
It's funny because they came back for an encore, and you figure, okay, this is their chance to redeem themselves for a kind of a subpar set.
Yeah.
And they played a song that barely anybody knew, and that was it. The only couple words to the crowd was like, thanks, guys, good night. And a lot of MGMT fans left rather disappointed.
True.
Yeah, but anyways, enough about MGMT. Some of the instead of talking about lowlights, let's talk about the highlights. One of the bands that I was really impressed with, not only musically, but in terms of off stage, backstage, we had a great chance to interview Scott and Dave from Current Swell, Salt of the Earth guys, really good dudes from Victoria, BC, and just had a great interview with them. And we're going to play some of that interview in a few minutes here on Discorded Radio. And, of course, you can go to the Discorded Radio Facebook page and see lots of pictures of us hanging out with Scott and Dave from Current Swell. So why don't we play a track from them right now? We are going to play the track For the Land for Current Swell and come back with some more interviews, highlights, good times, and good vibes from Kaloha Festival. This is Current Swell on Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9.
Oh, won't you tell your daddy I'm an educated man? Boy, I'm just a shadow of a land. And you may be clever, boy, but you still don't understand that this girl's my daughter.
Current Swell on Discord Radio for the Land. They put on a great show on Saturday afternoon on the Island Stage at the Kaloha Music Fest in beautiful Kelowna, BC. What a great weekend we had. Got a chance to meet lots of great bands, including The Matinee and One Bad Son and Yukon Blonde and Dear Rouge and the Zolas. It was just a phenomenal weekend. CJ, anything to add to... Because we're about to play this great little segment that you've produced here for us.
Yes. So,
do you want to tee it up?
Yeah, absolutely. We interviewed a whole bunch of people. Unfortunately, we didn't get to talk to people at the festival themselves.
Well, we were talking to them all the time, yes. all weekend long.
Oh, yes.
But we didn't get too
many...
We didn't
record anybody there.
But it would have been a lot of this. We're having so much fun.
Precisely.
But what did we get to do? What do we have right
so
in this
little segment? So we managed to run into One Bad Son, who put on an amazing performance at the Sandbar stage, and they really got the crowd going with their sort of like Red Hot Chili Peppers meets Led Zeppelin sort of style. We then had a chance to interview the Matinees as we were cruising around in our red bikes around Kaloha. And we got a chance to interview Karen Swell as well. So, good stuff.
So, CJ, you've done a great job compiling, instead of playing the various interviews on their own, and by the way, they'll be available later on our Mixcloud page as their own entities, but for right now, we're going to put together a little, I guess it's about a little 5 or 6 minute mishmash of conversations with One Bad Son, The Matinee, and Current Swell from Kaloha 2013. Let's do this, CJ, Discord Radio. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we played an after party last night with the dudes in the wild, and then one of the bands, the Tanlines, had to drop out for personal reasons, so they asked us if we want to fill in, and we're like, absolutely, we want to fill in. Dying of foreign land. Because we've been on tour since literally Christmas, like back and forth around Canada. We opened for Buck Cherry and played like a bunch of shows on our own, and so we just happened to be playing the after party at this festival and hanging out. Because it's last minute, our idea is because we love indie rock. You know, we're influenced by so many different genres of music. You know, but at heart, we're like a '70s rock and roll band. So we may be the only kind of like Led Zeppelin style rock and roll band here. So our only vibe tomorrow when we play is like we're either gonna the crowd's gonna love us, or we're gonna scare the ever living love out of them. And we at the end of the set. We want, like, the most people that have been here for the whole festival or the least amount. Either way, we know we did our job. We either scared the crap out of them or they loved us, and that's it. That is rock and roll.
The last minute add to the show puts us on the spot, and that's what we love. That's what rock and roll is.
And what about Kelowna? Have you guys ever played a show in Kelowna before?
Yeah, we're in Vancouver now. We have for the last 3 years, so we've kind of... Kelowna's been a really easy step for us. We've come here lots, but it's sort of only been lately that it's been... Last year has been great in Kelowna for us, so it's kind of exciting. This is Granny from One Bad Son.
This is Hicks. And this is Shane. You're listening to the Discord Radio Show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Everybody says I know things that I already know. I left you out here on the road.
Hey, I'm Mike. I'm Matt.
And I'm Jeff. We're from the Matinee, and you're listening to the Discord Radio Show on CITR.
Use
days I don't remember when. Out of back, I said, come along. This old road, this dirty road, it's all I know. I keep going anyway. Ain't nothing wrong with a little fun.
Here's what I've been on. They just finished an awesome set, an accident. They kind of kept them from Kalahava. They came here, they played a kick-ass set, and now they still got a beautiful evening ahead, lots of great bands ahead. So guys, reflecting on the experience of Kalahava.
Today was stressful for us, like you said. We got here a bit late because the highway was closed coming from Banff, but we got in. We literally got in 20 minutes before we had to play. We rushed our stuff over and, like, just looking at the surroundings and looking at, you know, the main stage there with the lake in the background and all the mountains and stuff, and the sun was shining and stuff. It's been fantastic. The crew who's running this is fantastic. What a the whole crowd was awesome. Everybody was super into it. They had a really awesome festival feel.
It's one thing to have a festival like this in a place like this, a setting like this. Obviously, it's gorgeous, it's cool, and everybody knows this is the summer camp over BC. But to have something this well done, this well laid out, just everything from the back is just super fun.
This is our last night, 6 weeks on the road. Just being out across Canada and the country, we're seeing so many more West Coast bands that are getting, like, huge exposure out in Toronto, out in Quebec, out in Montreal and stuff. So, I mean, it's cool. Like, we love to be thought of as, like, a representative of the West Coast scene, but there's just so many good bands. Like, Current Swell came on right after us and destroyed the crowd, right? And, you know, it's just, it's a really great scene. A lot of it's tied in with what The Peak is doing and what local radio is doing to support.
Yeah!
You can audio bomb it. Audio bomb. Anyways. Keep all this. Keep all this. This is gold. Winnipeg. Good town. We're just there. Anyways, it's great. The West Coast scene is fantastic. There are so many good bands.
Yeah, and what's cool about it, too, is that there are so many different bands. It's not just one particular sound. There's a huge variety of music coming out of Vancouver, so it's represented all over the country in a bunch of different ways, and I don't know, I think it's really doing a lot of support for the music in Canada right now.
It's great to see so many friends out there, you know? I mean, we're obviously always making new friends everywhere along the road, but, you know, we're always out, especially a place like Canada Music Week or North by Northeast. You run into guys like Acres of Lions, or you run into Deer Rouge, or you run into all these people. They're just randomly at your shows, and it's so great to have bros everywhere, you know, people from back home, and it's like everyone's really supportive. Everybody's really behind each other, and it's very cool. You know, everybody's a different genre, but it doesn't matter. Everybody's down.
That was The Matinee and One Bad Son in conversation with us this past weekend in Kelowna, BC at the Kaloha Music Festival. We're going to play some more next week of our interview with The Current Swell and Zolas. But there's also a lot happening. Now it's summertime, CJ. There's so many busy things going on, including the Cat Solano Music Fest, which is happening on 4th Avenue this Saturday.
Yes.
5 days away.
4th Avenue in Vancouver. It's an amazing time. It's a free music festival, too, which makes it all the more amazing.
Best things in life are free. And we will actually be there doing a live broadcast, myself and CJ, between 3 and 5. Here on CITR 101.9, and CITR even has their own stage, which is going to feature different bands, including Blind Horses, Village, Coban, War Baby, Gay 90s, and No Sinner. Each of the bands starts at 11:45, starting with Blind Horses at 12:45 on Saturday, all the way up till 5:45 when No Sinner plays, and our stage will be at the corner of Maple and 4th. In the heart of Kits here in Vancouver. Another show that's happening next week at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre is the Postal Service. Yeah, remember them? They're back with a 10th anniversary edition of their album Give Up, and we actually have tickets to give away right now. If you call us at 604-822-2487, that's 604-822-CITR, you can win tickets to Postal Service. In the meantime, here's Nothing Better. Postal Service, Discord Radio. Discord Radio, CITR 1019, The Postal Service, Nothing Better, from 2003's Give Up album. And they're back with a 10th anniversary edition of that album. And they're back touring The Postal Service from New York and Seattle. That's how they got their name. They were sending tapes back and forth of the various musical parts. That was basically Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie and Jimmy Tamborello, and that was Jenny Lewis there on the backup vocals. They're playing next week at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, and congratulations to Peter Haley, who was actually in Kelowna this past weekend at the Kloha Festival listening. Congrats, you're going to go see the Postal Service next week at the Queen Elizabeth Theater next Tuesday night. Okay, that's it for us. It's been a jam-packed show. Andy's up next with The City. CJ, thanks again, man. What a great weekend we had, hey?
Absolutely stunning, unreal, and breathtaking.
Nice. And more to come in the next couple weekends, including next weekend, the Catalina Music Fest on 4th Avenue in Kitsilano. And these guys will be playing as well. They were in Kelowna as well, but they will be at 5:30 at the main stage on Saturday. It's Golden Youth, Tan Lines, Discord Radio. Talk to you next week.
Peace out.